someone that actually introduced themselves to me yesterday. I was at the Barn Store. Yes, we DJs do have to eat once in a while. And this gentleman, Mr. Jim Pera, came up to me to talk about something that was really unique. Hi, Jim. How are you? And who are you joined by? That came out well.
Good morning, EAA and Oshkosh, and thank you for having us. I am joined by my fiance, Paula Lambert, and Casey, who is our Midnight Mistress pinup girl.
Hello, Casey. Pinup
Midnight Mistress, that sounds dangerous.
It is.
Okay, and what exactly is that before we go down the wrong road?
The Midnight, well, although I didn't pick it, it's from an old song, so it fits me just fine.
Okay.
I'll go with that.
All right, anyway. You guys are selling Warbird pinup wine, which sounds like a very strange concept, so you have to elaborate for us.
Okay, we're going to sing a song.
Sure. Marriage is going to get interesting with these two.
Yeah. It's actually a really exciting concept. We wanted to put something together really special to honor and toast our military legends from both past and present. And we thought, what better way to do that than combine their stories with high-quality wine? And so we have put together, we have seven labels here at Oshkosh, and we have partnered with the American Fighter Aces Association and Helping a Hero, which builds homes for wounded warriors. And we are telling stories of our military legends on the back of the bottles and donating a percentage of the sales back to these organizations to say thank you to the men and women who allow us to enjoy EAA, Oshkosh, and our freedom on a daily basis.
Okay, where did this idea come from?
Well, it's a combination of Jim and Maya's passion. My background is wine. I am a sommelier, and Jim grew up around warbirds, and he put on his first air show at the age of 19 and has stuck with it since then. So when we came together, this concept actually grew between our passions. Because of our two passions, we just combined the two, and that's how Warbird Pinup Wines came about. Both of us had grandparents, grandfathers on both sides of the family that fought in World War II, and so it's honoring their memories as well as everybody else's who's fighting for us even today.
Now, I had some of their wine yesterday, and I can say it's very, very good.
Well, it just seems that aircraft and drinking always seem to mix together.
Yeah,
well.
First thing I think of. Yeah. First, after one of my flights, yes, it does.
Debriefing.
Yes.
Exactly. You know, with your flying, it might help to have some before you go.
I've actually cured people of flying, you know. They'll never fly again. Anyway, talk to us about the bottle and the labeling, because that's pretty special, too.
Absolutely. So the front label is based off of World War II pinup nose art. That's why we do have pinup models. We are partnered with Warbird Pinup Girls, who provides the front labels and the back labels, but the artwork, and combined, we have that on the front label. On the back label, we honor the heroes. We have a picture of the hero that we are honoring on that particular bottle, and we tell their story. If the gentlemen were in World War II, we match their aircraft up with their photo, their bottle. And so the wine itself, it's very high quality. The vineyard that we work with, the winery that we work with, has about 70 years of winemaking experience, starting over in Germany during World War II. The gentleman who started up this winery, he grew up in Germany during World War II, as I said, but he learned his viticulture and winemaking skills over in Germany and France.
That's a tough word. Winemaking.
At 8:30 in the morning.
It's easier to drink.
Yeah.
It's easier to drink it than it is to say it.
Absolutely.
Gets better in the afternoon.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you know, you have your grape juice for breakfast.
That's right. In most countries other than here, wine is food.
That's true.
That's right.
In our hearts, it's the same.
Yeah. Yep.
So Walter Schick, he actually moved to California in the early 70s, and he was hired on by Joseph Phelps of Joseph Phelps Winery Vineyard. And he produced the first few bottlings of Insignia, which is the first Meritage that was ever created. It's a wine that nowadays goes for a couple hundred dollars a bottle. and he was also the first to bring back Syrah to California, first one to produce it after Prohibition, and he was also the first one to plant Pinot Noir in Carneros, which is one of the best winemaking regions today for Pinot Noir and Chardonnay. And we have both of those varietals available through Warburg Pinup Wines.
Now, I understand you have like a whole collector series.
We do.
I saw a little wooden crate and everything there.
Yeah, we're actually having a lot of fun with this. We're putting together some really neat ammo box collector's cases that are going to be packaged with the wine. We have some new wine glasses that we're really excited about. One of the bottles we're really thrilled to be a part of is ties together the Doolittle Raiders and their reunion. We have a bottle called Launch Time, and it's really unique. We have the Meatball Star and Clock Hands pointed to 8:20 a.m., which is when Jimmy Doolittle lifted off the carrier Hornet. And something that really special that took place in April, we took the wine to Omaha, Nebraska to the reunion, and Jimmy Doolittle's co-pilot, Dick Cole, is still with us, and he was the very first one to try our wine, which we thought was pretty amazing. The bottle honors his launch time, and he was the very first one, so he is now our test pilot for Warburg Pinup Wine.
There you go.
That's great.
And he loved it.
Wow, I can just imagine the debriefings.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It was pretty incredible. We were very honored.
And we're joined by this lovely lady here, Casey. I believe that was the name?
Yes, Casey, or on the bottle, Midnight Mistress, or Casey Marie. Okay. And I started out with Warburg Pinup Girls and modeled in the first calendar, and then did the hair and the makeup. So then we decided to do another calendar. So did some more of the hair and makeup, and these fine folks invited me to come along, and I'm going to be doing a little singing, a little dancing, and selling my wine. I actually just got to taste my bottle yesterday, and I'm not going to lie, it's my favorite.
There you go.
Wow. Who knows where the paycheck's coming from?
I got to do the wine tasting for the first time with yesterday with everyone, which was really fun.
That's cool. Now, did you say, hey, Mom, look, I'm on a bottle?
Uh-huh. She saw it on Facebook and was like, when did you get on a wine bottle? So
yeah.
I was like, I just found out, too. So we're also on some dog tags, T-shirts. We're feeling pretty famous.
There you go.
I was going to say, it must have been an interesting phone call to Mom. Hey, Mom, I'm on a wine bottle.
Yeah, it's fun to promote. Drink me.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well.
Wow.
All right.
Doesn't say anywhere in there about being better in the dark, but we won't go there.
Well, it's a dark bottle.
Yeah, there's dark fruits.
Now everybody's going to have to come by and check it out. They're going to be, where is this Midnight Mistress?
Yeah, where exactly can we do that? Check it out, that is.
Well, our wine is at both of the camp stores, and we are also in Hangar A. We have a booth there, so come by and check out all the wine labels there. We will be doing a tasting every day this week. On Tuesday and Thursday, we'll be over at the West Camp store about 5:30-ish, and Wednesday, Friday, we will be over at the Red Barn again, the camp store over there, and we'll be doing that about 5:30 as well.
Where else is this wine available?
Well, this is really special. From our understanding, this is the first time that wine is making an appearance at Oshkosh Air Venture.
An official appearance, right.
There's been a lot of whining that has gone on.
That's
throughout
different.
The years.
I'm sure there's some whining and
can't
dining.
Can't bottle that up.
So we're really proud of that. We're honored to be here. We're looking at some different distributors right now. This is our big debut here at Air Venture. So again, this is our big kickoff party. So it's one big happy hour for us here, and we want to share that with as many people as possible, which is why we're hosting the wine tastings. We want everybody to really partake and salute our military legends. We are putting some things together. It's looking like we may appear in Whole Foods and some other great stores, but we're in final negotiations at this point. So right now we're on the air show trail. We're participating in wine-related events, aviation events, military legend events, etc. And we have a terrific website where the wine can be ordered as well. And we ship across the United States. And that website is warburgpinupwines.com.
Very good. Very
easy
good.
To remember.
Yes, I have a brother-in-law who lives up in the Sonoma Valley, and he loves wine. I'm sure he doesn't have a bottle of this.
Well, I'll bet you he will soon.
Yep.
And we can also, we have the label separately, so I can personalize it, write a little note, and then we slap it on the bottle and send it. So.
Yeah, but I would stick it on like a bottle of Gallo. It probably wouldn't be.
We'll be in the Warbird area as well. We're going to be with the seaplane folks. We're going to be down in the Warbird area with Platinum Fighter Sales this week as well. So come see us.
After hours.
After hours.
After hours,
when,
yes.
When imbibing is officially okay.
Right. When your airplane is tied down and chocked for the evening,
that's
you're
right.
Good to go.
That's right. Go do another kind of flying. But anyway.
Launch time.
How's it been going? How's the reception been?
It's been fantastic.
Yeah, everybody's been very receptive. They've loved the wine overall, but they love the concept. They love that we're giving back to the veterans and those who have done so much for us.
How many varieties do you actually have here?
We have 6 varietals and we have 7 different labels. We have a Sauvignon Blanc from Sonoma Coast, a Chardonnay from Carneros, the Merlot from Sonoma Valley. We have 2 Pinot Noirs from Carneros. That's Jim and Mai's favorite. We have another Cabernet Sauvignon, which is from Sonoma Valley as well, and a Syrah from Carneros.
Okay, that just my knowledge of wine just went right out the window there.
the wine that I've been drinking has typically also been used as radiator flush.
Comes in a screw cap, huh?
Brake fluid.
Yeah. You mean wine doesn't come in a cardboard box?
Yeah.
It even comes in 2 different colors. We have red wines and white wines.
There you go. Wow. He has both kinds of wine.
Even includes grapes.
There you go.
Wow, who put the grapes in my wine?
That's right. However, every time you land on the airport and they find all this wine in the back of your airplane, they must wonder what's going on.
Exactly.
As long as there's no opens.
Oh, that's right.
Imagine a ramp check with that?
Mm. All right. Well, thank you for joining us. And again, where will you be?
We'll be over in Hangar A throughout the show and the camp stores in the Red Barn and the West Campsite.
That sounds good.
You're
close
be all
enough.
Over the place, yeah, basically.
The Big Red Barn.
The Big Red,
Red
Barn.
Come find us.
Look for the Big Red Lipstick at the Big Red Barn.
Oh, you need to pose with that pink RV-12 sitting out there. Have you seen that?
I didn't see it, but I'd be happy to.
Go look at it.
Go
it's
look
beautiful.
At it. It's beautiful airplane.
And I still say that the cowl plug looks like a pair of lips when you're standing way off.
Now we have a comparison.
There you go. All right. Thank you for joining us again.
Thank you for having me.